You know, I guess for a decade, maybe longer, we've been watching Kevin Hanigan move through the banking circles of North Texas, acquiring one bank and then another and then another, finally culminating in Legacy Texas. Kevin Hanigan is the president and CEO of Legacy Texas, but soon to become president of Prosperity Bank. There's a deal, Prosperity paying $2.1 billion for Legacy Texas. And Kevin Hanigan joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, David. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's a good deal. Although, you know, it's unusual talking to you on this side of a deal. Usually you're doing the acquiring.
It has been that way. And I started talking with David Zalman, their chief executive officer, almost 2 years ago about the potential of our banks and what they would look like together. And it excited us both. We got to know each other over those 2 years and was so pleased, excited today, this morning before the market opened, to announce that we are merging with them, and hopefully we'll get this closed in the fourth quarter of this year.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little bit of overlap. In fact, down at Preston Forest in my neighborhood, somebody's going to have to give because you guys are in the same block. But otherwise, it seems like a pretty good fit.
Yeah, we have a little bit of overlap, but not as much as you would think. As I just think about the rationale of the transaction, David, I mean, this adds for Prosperity very significant scale in the DFW marketplace. We together become the second largest domestic bank in terms of domestic regional bank in terms of deposits in all of DFW. It solidifies our number one ranking in Collin County of all financial institutions for deposit size. And here in DFW, we've got 41 branches. We go to 73 as a result of the merger. And just size of deposit franchise here in Dallas, it takes us to $8.2 billion, making it the largest of the nine regions that Prosperity operates in. And, beautiful beyond that, they have a very significant market share in Houston. So we've got the perfect blend, if you will, of really great deposit market share in two fantastic cities.
You know, I guess this puts you right on par with Cullen Frost? Are you beyond Cullen Frost in some areas?
You know, size-wise, it's about you were probably very similar in size. This puts us just under $32 billion, 31.7, I believe. And more importantly, is if we just compare our numbers so far this year, that we'd be a quartile return on average asset banks, a top quartile. Wow. among banks in the country of 20 to 50 billion. So we've become a powerhouse with this really exciting merger.
Well, it also gets you into some other areas, because I know it's always been a strong suit. We've talked about this for years, about being in North Texas and there's this fast-growing area and everything else. But this gets you into what, Oklahoma a little bit, more into West Texas, a little more diversification.
Yeah, you know, in our investor slide deck this morning, you probably saw that the dots on the map are fantastic all over Houston, Austin, around San Antonio, now lots of density in DFW, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Lubbock, Midland, Abilene, San Antonio. It's fantastic. East Texas, they're a big player in the Texas bank market. They've been a very, very acquisitive company, over the last 20 years or so, that they have grown significantly through acquisition.
So tell me, what does a merger like this mean to you? I mean, you've got like $24 billion in deposits now. Does it give you access to doing deals that otherwise were closed out to either one of you?
You know, I think we had what each other needed. Think of them as a very low loan-to-deposit ratio bank, which has a fantastic, I mean, really fantastic core deposit franchise. And we've got a really fantastic loan generation franchise. If I just look at their cost of deposits, what they pay for their deposits, it's maybe 60 basis points. And today we're paying 1.02%, so we're paying 40 mm-hmm. basis points more to attract funds. And they've got inexpensive funds that we can leverage and put into loans. So that this combination takes their loan-to-deposit ratio from 61 to 71%, and we're running it over 100%. So it solves some issues for us and helps them as well. So it as we sat down 2 years ago, we looked at each other and we said, this is the perfect fit because we help each other so much.
You know, it seems like it was the other day, but I guess maybe 30 years ago, we didn't have any banks. We had, I think, one surviving bank that didn't go to Resolution Trust. We lost all of the S&Ls. But now it almost looks like this prosperity has caused this area to be overbanked, aren't we?
Well, there are a lot of banks. There aren't many of this size. We go back and we think about what Texas banking looked like before the late 80s, right? And
yeah.
We had some of the biggest banks in the country here, and Texas basically lost its status as a banking hub to places like Birmingham and other places in the on the southeast. And a bank like this starts getting us back to status for banking across the country. And this is a company that, while they used a little bit of their excess capital to get this transaction done, they're really well capitalized and positioned for future growth. And as David Zalman said on the call this morning, he's got eyes on getting the company to $50 billion within 5 years. So we continue to look at things after we get this merger integrated. I'm sure he'll be out looking for the next thing to do.
Yeah, is there any kind of a challenge that getting this? I guess there'll have to be some divestitures, but otherwise, any reason that this deal isn't going to go through?
We are subject to shareholder approval and regulatory approval, and he's had a long history of good regulatory relationships. So we'll get through those hurdles, but there are no other of the typical outs that you might have in a merger, double triggers and things of that nature. We just got to wait on both shareholder basis have to approve the transaction, and then the regulators have to approve it. Hopefully we get that done in the fourth quarter of this year.
Well, it'll be fun to watch the synergy. Prosperity Bank and Legacy Texas Bank getting together in a $2.1 billion deal. CEO and President of Legacy Texas, Kevin Hannigan, with us again. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
David, thanks for the invite.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.